Okay. Strange Gemara. It leaves you without an explanation. Ma'an Dav Chavtel Samit Beis. Sugi is the sugi of Odisa. That's called the Hodor. Not everything that everybody says he means, or that anyone says he means. There are some things that are said to mislead you. Therefore, a person can say, I owe money to somebody, and the intent is really, as the Lord Shri Gemara is, Shalola Hasbia, not to show off that he's well-to-do. So I have money, many chovos, I have other things that you think I have a lot of money, I really don't. The only time a hodor is reportable in Beis Din is when there is clear that he intended to be moda, and the conclusion that we have a little bit later too is he has to say clearly Atem Edai. He says before two people, he says, you are my witness, right? When he says Atem Edai, that's no kidding around. Then he means it. And Shaila comes in, is there a concept also Shalol Hasbiyaz Bonov? Why a fellow on his deathbed doesn't kibitz around. He doesn't make up stories. Therefore, if he's ill and he says, I owe somebody money, then we assume it means it as a hodor. That seems to be the psak din. Ahu dehava kolli achbo neshoch vadinri. Got the Gemara? By the middle of the Yomid. Kiko shochiv, when he was on his deathbed, Omar planyu planyu masko bizuzi. I owe money to Chaim and Yankel. Bosa deshochiv. So when he died, those two people whose names he mentioned, also, Tavinu Liolshin. Also, Lekame, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Yossi. They came to the Beis Din of Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Lehu, Ki Amriyo de Mosu Sholas Bias Hatzmo, Hanemile Mechayim. Aval Leacha Miso, Lo. There's no way to interpret his words except as a hodor. Therefore, it's odor befeyedin. Therefore, it's collectible. And here comes the difficulty. Poro palgo. So the ocean paid half the loan. Tabinu ledino. You with us? Okay, Chavtel Samit Beis. They hadn't paid the other half, so they went to Beis Din. But they didn't go back to Rabbi Shmuel's Beis Din. They went to Beis Din to collect money. They went to the Beis Din, right, of Rav Chiya. Also, the Kamei de Rav Chiya, Amar Lehu, says, I don't know why you paid the first half. Or why you collected the first half. I mentioned to you that the Yad Ramah seems to prefer to learn Pshat in the Gemara, that it is the Yoshim who are coming to ask, should we pay the other half? instead of the two Yankel, Chaim and Yankel, coming to ask, where is my other half? But the halacha doesn't vary. It's just who's the toveya, who initiated the Beis Din number two. He answered, I don't know why you received half the money. Kishem she'odam also shol azviyas asmo, kach adam also shol azviyas bonov. So he disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel, which means they shouldn't have received any money, or the Yoshim shouldn't have paid any money. Amulei nezel b'neheda. So Chaim and Yankel, who received the half the money, said, should we return the money? Amalahu kvahoros okay. That's where the sugya gets now blurred. What did he answer? He answered, Rabbi Shmuel, it's a loshon kavod, kvahoros okay. The old posik already paskened, we're not going to change. But the old posik paskened that you owe all the money. So what's his, how do you understand this pshat? Behind this whole sugya is the question of what was a second Beis Din doing handling that case to begin with? That's what I called your attention to. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You people have one of them, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we should have it.
Let's see if they got it right here. You have one? Okay, one that has the Ran on page one. It's page one with the Ran. Okay.
The Ran.
Yeah, I wanted this. Watch just the Gemara there. Page one with the Avodah Zohar, the Daf on Avodah Zohar, Daf Zayin. I have extra ones of that. You all have one?
For sure.
Yeah, you can have one too. That may have extra. Alright, now I have a set. Okay. Daf Zayin on my Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, I have it marked. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, lo yomar odom lachaveiro. I'm sorry. I'm further down. Next one, Rabbanan. Hanishal lachocham v'timei, lo yishal lachocham v'itaher. Lachocham v'yosar, lo yishal lachocham v'yatir. Hoyu shneim, echad mitamei, v'echad mitaher, echad oser v'echad matir. Im hoyu echad mehem godol mechaveiro b'chochem u'b'minyan, minyan meaning a bigger yeshiva, more talmidim, holach achav, v'mlav holach achav machmir. Rabbi Shua, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, Rabbi Shua ben Koruch Omer, b'shel Torah holach achav machmir, b'shel sofrim holach achav mekir. Here you have an important reservation in Tosfos. We didn't cover that yet. Look at the Tosfos. Hanishal lachacham b'timei. B'mtomar. וכן לא ישא לכל החכמים וידונו זה עם זה אולי ישיבוהו מדבורו. What's this censorship purpose? You can't talk about a case because you discussed it once with somebody? Talmud אני ולומן לצורך. זו דרכו של תורה, that's how we do it. You discuss halachas with many people as you want to discuss halachas. So why can't I go and ask somebody else? Yeshloma ain't also elo sholem lo yodiro kvar shalti leplodi v'yosali avon omolo kvar shalti ploni chochom. Then mutor, he can ask anybody he wants. That's point one. Point two. Avo vaday hachochom yizoer shlo yatir k'ayim hem per kol hayad. Chochom she'osar ein chaveiro v'shoy lahatir elem ke yuchel lachziro, unless you can make the first chochom change his mind by pointing out, excuse me, you made an error. You it happens. Shkius miyomim minisoros nakeni. People make mistakes. Yeah, kigon he can show she'tor b'dvar mishneh. Oh, apilu b'shikol hadas. That's okay. What shikol hadas is, where you don't have a b'perish ha-halocha. Now listen carefully. Our sugya in Sanhedrin, how do you evaluate that? That's clearly, is it a shikol hadas issue, or is it a b'perish issue? You're dealing here with human psychology. You're not dealing here. You didn't cite a Mishnah, a Braise. Rabbi Shmuel, right, came up with a rational analysis. I have a problem. People talk and don't mean what they say. I have to be motzi mamon from somebody. Al pishayim edim yokum dovar. I don't take money away from someone who has a cheskas bailus on something without two witnesses. Now this Wella goes ahead and says, I owe him money. So you said I owe him money. We know people talk for many reasons and tell things that are white lies. Don't say white lies. He says, I owe money. Maybe he doesn't owe money. Okay. What's the reason? Shlolas Bia. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and makes a rational distinction. It says, but on his deathbed, people don't think that way. Deathbed people are very serious. Therefore, the idea that he's going to say something in order to mislead and so on, that's someone who's planning the future. This man has no future already. Therefore, he said, what he says, he means, therefore you owe money. The Yoshim have to pay what he said. Comes along Abchir and says, I don't see it that way. I think that when a fellow's on his deathbed, he's thinking about his heirs, he's thinking about his estate, he's worried about how the accountant will list everything. Therefore, he may also say things, Shelo Lazbiya is Monov. The Shelo Lazbiya, I told you, some look at it as a kind of superstition, Ayin Hara. People should know that I have money. Others look at it more practically. If you have a lot of money, a lot of nudniks will come and try to get some money from you. Excuse me, but there's hello. Yeah, lost my patience, and I ordered a generator. Okay, that also in short supply. Everybody got smart. And then after the last time it happened, I said, "Oh, you must get a generator," but. Everything came back, everything is fine. So it couldn't happen twice. Lightning doesn't strike twice. Okay. Anyway, now getting a generator. What the generator can do, I don't know. But at least it can provide light in the house. Last night, I went to my son, the doctor, went to his office. He has power there. And I went there after my trip. And stayed there till midnight, learning, and came home and into a freezing house already. So you'll have to apologize. I have to apologize to you, but this is a little bit of pekuch nefesh. So this is my neighbor, the dentist, who's very courteous, really a good friend, a good Talmud. He was a Talmud of mine in high school days. So he's arranging. He's a dentist, he needs it more than I do, but he loses money, he has electricity. And also last year, it's by the way, it's mamish a yortzeit, it's the yortzeit of last year at the same time there. He said, oh, I'm going to go out and get a generator, and I'll make a big one, and you can, he lives, his house is where that fort wall is from my house. He said, we'll take a cord, and you'll be able to connect to my generator, you know, all kinds of plans. Then it got warm and everything is fine. This is part of what we're talking about in the Gemara, human psychology, how people think, how people behave. So what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with not a Torah Bidvar Mishneh, but it's called a Shikul Hadas. But we have here a problem. Continue the Tosfos, you'll see where the problem comes in. Dafke osar ein chavero shoy lahatir. Abol im hitir chavero v'shoy leso. It's a Tosfos, right? Okay, what's he saying now? That gives no explanation. If one rav said muto, I can say also. I can be machmir. I can be mekel. Because it's based on the Gemara, by the Gemara in Nida, Chocham she'osar en chaveru shoy lahatir. But Chocham she'hitir rishoy chaveru lahesor. What about Dini Momenis? Our case is not Isa Veheta. Of course, every dini moment is as isur v'heter. If you take money that doesn't belong to you, you're a ganav, and that's isur. But ikro is mamon, and therefore it falls under the category of mamon. No mention about mamon.
Well, because he's talking about avodah zarah.
I'm sorry.
Well, is the Tosfos on the Gemara on avodah zarah? The Gemara on avodah zarah is talking about isur v'heter. That's why.
Oh, that could be. That language that Tosfos used, Avabadei Chocham, in the second full line of Tosfos, Avabadei Chachocham Yizor Shoyatir, like Kiryomar, Kamrinan Chocham Shosar Echor Shor Lahatir, right? What is he referring to here? Why should he be careful not to? Monoshach, if it's also, he said, it's also for the second one. He said, Chochem Shehitil, also Rehoh. Avada Yizohel is a different issue coming in. Yizohel has to come in an issue of Kvod Chachomim. And that's how it's listed in the Shulchan Aruch, on the halachos of Kvod Chachomim. Okay. Look, I gave you, if you have a copy of the Shulchan Aruch, page 3. Right. The last line there. Unless he could go ahead and show error. There are two possible reasons why a Chochem Sheni should not mix in. If the time is Mishum Kvodo Shalishon, the way it's listed in the Yodaya Hilchos Kvod Rabba with Talmud Chochem, then it makes no difference whether he's dealing with Isur Behetel or Momon, same aloha. But that may not be the reason why a Chochem trainee shouldn't mix in. Look at the Ran. page 1 on the Ran in Avodah Zarah. I have it underlined for you there. Hanisha lechochom itime. You got it? Rabbeinu Nissim.
I gave Rabbi my copy.
I gave you your copy. That's a good. Lo mishum kvodo shel rishon nogobo. Because if it mishum kvodo shel rishon, then there's no chilek whether it's dealing with dini momenus or isu or isu b'heter. Mishum ikivon de osor rishon shavye chaticho de isuro vishuv ein lo heter atilu hitiro sheni einu muteros. It's not halacha. Please have a look there, Cheretz. On Odom Godol, Rabbi Shmuel Paschal already. What are you mixing in? He says, not mishum kvodo shereishon, but for a different reason. I explained it last week to you. When someone goes to ask a shaila, the way the Ravid understands it, what he's saying to himself and to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't know whether it's kosher or treif, mutter or also, right? I have to go ask. What's the purpose of asking? The purpose of asking is you listen to what the man says. You listen to the posek. So you have a Kabbalah. B'toras neder, I committed myself. I told you I often have on the telephone, I mean, more often than not, when the call is from a Lakewood boy, I know it's going to start off the same way, always. I like to discuss, I like to hear your opinion. What he's saying in English is, I'm not going to listen to your psak. I'm not interested in the psak. I have a telephone number, that someone gave me, so we'll use the telephone number and talk a little bit because he has nothing better to do that night. The television isn't working or something. Look at language of the Ravid. Chocham shetime ein chaveru shoy l'tahir, also ein chaveru shoy l'hatir, kolomar ein shoy l'hatir, da'afilu hitir ein amuto. Atilo hayagodo mimena bechochom minyan. Why? Because the lashon turn to page 2. Okay, good. In other words, it doesn't mean that the Rav that you ask a shayla to is talking halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. If you make a mistake, fine. I'll be with you in a minute. Look at the next one I underline for you. Now he's explaining. What does it mean that he cannot pass it otherwise? And if he does, we won't listen to the second psak. Mipnei shenases kechaticha disuo. Bahana mili bitumu letaro. Me iso leheto. Abo bechir buschus. Chaveiro hamumcha mimenu choze umezake esvoro. This would explain our Gemara. I'll come to a minute. Yeah, you want to say something?
It would seem like that according to the Ran, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about only from Issur to Heter. So it would seem more like the Ran that it's not an issue of Kvod Rabbah.
No, more than that. He has a term we just used. Shavya anavshe chatichet yisuro. I told you, Shavya chatichet yisuro. Is I gave you an example. If someone says that that this woman is an HCC, that her husband didn't die, like she says, but he's only an Erechot, you don't listen to him. But he can marry that woman. Why? He said she's an HCC. He didn't believe him. Someone else can marry her, okay. We don't believe you, but for this man, he has no doubt about the facts of the case. He came to testify in Bezdin. Therefore, Shavja Anafshe Chatichi Yisurin. That's Shaykh only by Yisurin. Right? You could kvetch and say, well, it's Shaykh also by money. By saying, well, if he says that I owe this man money, then the money I have is Gzela. And so on. But we don't do that in Dini Momenis and Dini Su. Even though they overlap, in Halacha we keep the Halacha separate from Dini Momenis and Dini Su.
And the reason why in Argamai Rav Chiya didn't go back is because he thought Rabbi Shmuel was greater?
We're not prepared to evaluate.
But because the Ran said if you are greater, you can repeal the first decision.
Only if he can prove it to him. He doesn't say that.
Yeah, Hamumcha Mimenu Choze Mezakeh.
I'm sorry?
The Ran says Hamumcha Mimenu Choze Mezakeh.
Where are you reading the Ran?
The underline and
what page are you on?
Page
at the bottom.
Yeah, so this where we're
and the page there's a number on the bottom.
Two.
On page two. Where are you underlined?
Yeah, so right at the end he says
look at the second line. I feel good with the chokhmah of the minyan. The second line on there, the end of the second line. You with us?
Yeah, that's by Issur Beheter. I'm talking a bit over here, where he's talking about b'chayv v'schos by mammon, b'dini mammon.
Where is it? Yes, that's why, because he doesn't learn his mishum quote of Shalishon. He learns because of Shavya Nafshech Tichid Yisura. That's only Shaya by Issur Beheter, not Shaya by Mammon.
So then why didn't Rav Chiya?
Could
you say that maybe Rav Shmuel was the greater one of the two? That's why he didn't.
But that you can't say yourself.
We're
not prepared to evaluate. Who's greater, Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Shmuel? Okay. What remains difficult is why he's stuck in the middle. I mean, Manutrach, you heard that Rabbi Shmuel had Paskin already. He said, please give back the money. That's all he should say. But then, No, he disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel because Adam also ilas beis bonov. He thinks that Rabbi Shmuel made a mistake in Shikul Hadas. Right? He made a mistake. Right?
So you give back the money.
He didn't make a mistake. Then the psak is a psak. He has to give the rest of the money. Right? Okay. To make the life interesting, let me tell you halacha lemaise, how this plays out. An old battle concerning OU tuna fish. The problem with OU tuna fish is Rav Henkin Zatzal, on the great postman of the Lower East Side, New York. My father-in-law, Rav Moshe Zatzal, Rav Avada Yosef Shlita, the Rabbonus of Rosh Yisrael doesn't let OU into Eretz Yisrael, right? They need only to add another Hashkocha on it. And the most interesting is Rav Yisrael Belsky, who with Rav Shechter, the two big poskim for the OU. No one wants to mention this, but in a journal, Hamasifta, which was published from Masifta Tovadas, there, Abelta there has an article before he joined the OU, right? That it's an isur d'oraisa to eat OU tuna because it's there's no hashgacha. What's intriguing is, with all those poskim who paskined, how can someone paskin against them? Certainly not Godel Men B'Chochmo B'Minyan, and there you're dealing with Isur V'Heta, and these halachas, I'm talking about from the 1940s. So just for your education, for your interest, I made a copy of what's been published, what I published, others have had to publish, I've really published, etc., etc., plenty. But here, because it's also Nogeya, and some in Haloche, how you handle a modern Shaila. So, if you want to give it up.
The people who did argue afterwards, can't they like hold like Tosos that it's just a quote revolution, and if they thought they made a mistake,
no problem.
That's why?
No problem. There's only one little problem. Whatever reasons were given for the Heta,
mm-hmm,
were known by the people who gave the Yisur. Not only known, referred to it.
So there was no like Shikul
Hadas. As Basarov, and all these halachas, right? You're talking about the ABC of psak. So if you run through it, since
you have
another one. It should be enough. I made this. Should be enough good to go around. Whatever happened to mine?
Here's my action.
Okay. Thank you. just point out to you what is questionable. The way you need, even Arayom, there's machlokes. You turn to page 151. Akasheshes hu amatir. There I've been, people have disagreed with me. I have no doubt that Alochi is that way. Why? In the Torah you have Simone Dogim, Simone Ophos, Simone Behemos, Behemos Vachayos. Simone Ophos is given by name. If you belong to that species, you're kosher. That's why today we have tremendous difficulty in ruling on any kind of new bird. Oh, what do we eat? We eat chickens and ducks and turkey. That's all.
Geese. Goose.
Yeah, a duck, goose, okay. Okay. It should be listed, especially here in Washington Heights. You people don't know this. We lived here for 10 years here in Washington Heights. And comes Hanukkah. If you don't make a goose for Hanukkah, you ain't Jewish. Okay. You had to order a goose weeks in advance because Hanukkah you serve a goose.
Because they're really oily?
Huh?
Because they're very fatty and oily?
It's whatever it is,
yeah.
Hanukkah you eat it. It's no more oily than a potato latke. Okay. Therefore, we have no birds that we can add to the list because I don't know the names. I told you this once before. Shaila was asked by my father-in-law on a pheasant. Since pheasant eggs was a money crop for one of the kibbutzim here, it's a soil, big yichas pheasant eggs for France, south of France. But the pheasant bird itself has to be kosher. So we knew the passion that the pheasant bird was eaten in the especially the Yemenite community we knew about, but Eidos HaMizruch had a pheasant. So I went with the one who did a lot of work on Tehillim, Avi Greenspan. We went around asking some of the old Yemenite Rabbonim what their Kabbalah is. If it's Nechal b'Masores, what is the Masores on pheasant? And they all said, and one of them said, pheasant, they served it at my bar mitzvah, and so on and so forth. So then we came into him with a cage with a pheasant. He took a look at it and said, ain't a pheasant. So it's not Nechal. Dina Masoras on it. We call it a pheasant, and we think it's a pheasant. Obviously, what they call the pheasant look differently. It could be very much differently, I mean, minor differences maybe. But he didn't identify that, so we have no Kabbalah on it. That's because the Torah didn't give any Simoni Kashrus. The Gemara gave Simoni Kashrus.
Like if it's not a hunting bird?
Huh?
Like if it's not
a... basically, that it's... it's not a dores, right? Machlokes, what dores means, one, your interpretation, a hunting bird, a bird of prey, like a hawk or an eagle. I would say how it eats. If it puts its foot on the food, that dores, and eats that way, then it's treif. These are all trying to guess from what they knew to be kosher birds to give a common denominator of other simen. Or the mushroom, the pupik, the kulkabon, is niklaft. That's really a wonderful simen. Okay? You ask your mother, she knows, which is a poor woman, she was like, I never saw a pupik in the natural state. But in the old days, right, the pupik, that's the gizzard. That's the teeth of the bird. There, you see the pigeons outside here swallow pebbles. You watch them, there's a little pebble on the ground, they'll swallow the pebble. They do it not because they make a mistake, they think it's food. They need the pebble, that's their mill. The kookaburra, the pupik that you know about, is solid muscle that contracts and grinds the grain that it eats, right? That pupik has an inner lining, and you can grab the inner lining with your nail and pull it off. That's a replaceable thing. It wears out. That's a simen that the bird is eating something that has to be ground. A hawk doesn't need to grind anything. A hawk eats meat, right? He eats rats, mice, etc. So that's a pretty good simen. No one's going to rely on it to be matter an animal now, a bird nowadays. We have it as a Kabbalah. It's nechal only b'masoret. You have a Kabbalah on it or not? What about fish? Fish, there's no mention. Not a species, only simonim. Kol she'yeshol snapir b'kaskeses. And the Gemara says there's no such fish that has snapir, that has kaskeses without snapir. If it has kaskeses, it surely has snapir. And the Torah just mentioned it, the Gemara says, l'hagel tov v'yadir, whatever that means. So we know that the key is, does it have scales or not? So that's another big battle that I had on swordfish. With some rabbonim, when I mata swordfish, there, because it had scales and lost them, it's going to get scales. I said, all bubba mices. It never has scales. It's a tray for fish. If I love him, if you eat it, but it's being sold as kosher in many places with some kind of hetter.
It has fins, no?
Fins alone doesn't mean every fish that we know of has fins. That's how they swim, right? But it's kosher. The key is just kaskeses. There's only one simen of kashrus. What's called a scale? Okay. So I gave you here a little biology. In what you'll read through it, there are four kinds of scales. A shark has scales, right?
Placoid.
Use a shark skin.
Placoid,
right?
Scales.
Hmm?
I think shark have placoid scales, correct?
Okay. No.
Scales are just those things, zigzags that the fish have.
Okay. Okay. Take a look. Okay. On the first page that I gave you, right? The scales that are kosher is defined by the Gemara and by the Ramban says that Chumash shenikleves beyada bekli. It's a layer above the skin. It's not part of the skin. In the shark, the scales that it has, they're not really look like scales. They're really little spicules, little nails like sticking up. And once upon a time, shark skin was used as an abrasive. You cannot remove them from the skin. You got to rip the skin with them, right? It is shirion. Kaskeses is kishirion, the Gemara says, like an armor plate that a soldier wears, overlapping scales. Okay, a classic kosher fish, a carp, right? The scales, nice big scales, easy to see. How about salmon?
Yeah, salmon too.
You don't see scales on salmon. Why?
They're very small.
No. Not so small.
Because they always pull the scales
off. They're always there. If you want to look, they're always there. But salmon uses an escape mechanism where it can, has little muscle under each scale, it can shed the scales. So when you catch it, most of the scales are left in the water, but in what you catch it, there's a whole bunch of scales there. And on the fish itself, if you go towards the tail end, they don't fall off. There are plenty of scales on there. All you need to kasher a fish is one scale. One scale in the head region, according to where you pass it. Therefore, real complex shilas. So we have here of special interest is what I say this. People disagree with me on it. The Hakaskesus who amati the Dalid, and on page 151. What if we know that there are mutations? A fish is born. What if it's born without scales? Scales is only one gene, two genes. So, but all I had in my tank was, in my fish pond, all I had was carp. So we get a name, it's called leather carp. And people like to grow leather carp because it saves them the labor of taking off the scales. Okay? I believe that leather carp is over on 5 lavin because there's no such halacha that a carp is kosher. The halacha is that a fish that has a scale, that's called a kaskeses, is kosher. This has no scales. It's the kaskeses that's matir there. That people question whether I'm right on that. Nevertheless, one of the most common tuna fish is skipjack. You know the tuna fish like this, but skipjacks are like this. And they generally have only 4 or 5 scales on them. So the likelihood of having among them some that have no scales, is worth checking, right? And that's the shaila. But now, and all the time I want to spend on it, I'm giving you this to take home, and it makes good reading there. What is it in our halacha? What do you do if Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe, about yourself, Rabbanu Saloshes, Belsky, all said that this fish is also, because if there's no bedikas kaskeses, the Loshon HaRambam means chayiv odam livdok simoni dogi. Smashma, according to the chinuch, according to the way people learn, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that you have to examine it. A mitzvah sasei, not the low sasei of eating a treifa fish. Therefore, what do you do? And then some people come and decide to open up an organization, the OU, right, and offer hashgacha to starkist in Solomon Islands, where you can't be a yotzei v'nichnas. You can't just walk in on them, because the company has to send a plane to pick you up in order to take you there, so that you know you're coming. Yotzei v'nichnas means I can make a spot check, walk in when you're not aware and see what's going on by you. So there's no hashgacha, period. Right. Shaila is, can you count on that as kosher or not? That's why we're makbid, and most yeshivas do not use, I don't know what's going on here, where the OU mashirim are on the premises, but I wouldn't eat tuna fish unless I know that it's from basically an organization that cans its tuna in a day or two, like Dogim, who has a good reputation. They use the same plants that OU uses, not in Solomon Island, but in, they don't pack, Solomon Island usually packs the larger size cans that are used for cafeteria and restaurant use. They pack their tuna in Puerto Rico. You send them a shgiah for 2 days, they pack, these companies will knock off 1 million cans a day. how much chanza you need. You take how much you think you're going to sell that year, and that's it. But you can't charge a company much for being there 2 days. The stock is gives hashgacha for 365 days. That's a significant in the commercial aspects. It's a significant one. Stark is a big company. I'm sure they pay a very significant fee for the advertising advantage. They're not interested in kashrus. They know for a fact that if it has an OU, it sells better. OU is one of the most respected symbols that there are, and it leads to increase in sales. People can remind me, wasn't it only a little while ago there was a tumult about Oreo cookies?
What?
Right? You remember?
I just had them for breakfast.
Huh?
I just had them
for
breakfast.
But what was the tumult? That they wanted to become milkshake. Right? You call it?
I believe it was the OU switched from labeling things as dairy equipment, and they just now label everything as OUD, and you have to call them to figure out if it's dairy equipment or not.
And the response of the public, right, was like, oh, bah, hum, terrible thing. I won't have to eat my Oreo cookie after eating meat, and it backed off, and it forced them to back off. They became part of again.
I thought it was dairy.
Oh no, Rebbe might be thinking of there was a Trader Joe's.
No, that's something.
That's a chocolate.
The Oreo
is
a big thing.
The
Oreo
say
Oreo.
Maybe
we're thinking of
Stella Doro.
Huh?
Stella Doro
cookies.
Oh, Stella Doro. Yeah. Sorry. That's the one.
They backed off.
That's hard.
And they backed off.
It used to be milk. Used to be part in the milk again, right?
Stella Doro doesn't even sound Jewish. That just tells you a little bit about the power of the purchasing power of the Orthodox community. That's a factor in everything. Okay. So now back to our Gemara. So how will we learn Pshat in this strange Pshat Din that Rav Chiya gave? And what did he say? The language he used, Shekvar Hora Zoki. Right, this old posik already paskin, Rabbi Shmuel, right? And Zoki does mean old. This is Zoki, you mean Ezer Zoki, Mishakona Chochma, right? Zikna refers to his mastery of Torah, not to his age. So what did he do? So that already we have halacha on that too. Not such a strange pshat. Why? Where a posek wants to change a pshat of someone else, it's a big chilik whether it's odenu biyodo or not biyodo. If it means reversing, taking something away from somebody, you need to be prepared to really undo the first pshat. If it means to hold it, it's odeno biyodo, he hasn't paid yet, then you can go ahead and refute the pshat of the first one. That seems to be the basis of Rabbi Chiya's conclusion. What did he say? Faho is okay. What didn't leave your hand, I am not agreeing with the psak that was. Therefore, what was? I will not undo the psak. I call your attention to a lashon in the Ran. I underlined it for you. On page 4, I think it is. No, I'm pressing page 3 that I gave you.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah. On page 2. You see in the middle, in the lower half of the omelet there. Pick up. You see the line underline two or three lines before that. Or better yet, make it four lines above, which says "Beperk elu treifus." Chocham she'osar ein chaveru rishoy lahatir belo haskamoso shalishul kama. Why? Mipnei kvodo shalishul. I told you those are the two pshatim. One kvodo shalishul, the other one is pshat of the raivit of shavri anafshe chetichid yisuwa. The ode. Kidei shlo tihoe toro tishtei toros halolo osrin halolo matirin. Uchoude the rabbi babachona the hosom the achshar shlo bepon of shalav mishum hai time a gufa amrinon hocha anishol hocha v'time aber eino ilu shoma rishon tanosom shal sheni v'hodolo shetor v'shukla das inami lo hodolo ela shal sheni godlo mimenu marzir hasheni hora oso shal rishon. What are we talking about? Right. Umatir Masha Osach Kach Nirali Lahalocha Avolemasa Ein Bikoach Lachok Avosa Olam. I think, right, that he could be Matir Ayala Hasheni Golomenu Magzer Hasheni Oso Sharishon Umatir. He can be Matir Masha Osa, but it means fighting with the Raivit. Masha Osa was already Shabbat Nafsha Chetichid Yisura. So what is the Ran saying? I'm not prepared to pasken against the Raivit. The Raivit came before him. I passed against the Raivit. Why? Because Shekvar Ho Rozoke. Because he already paskin, I'm not going to paskin against him, even though my analysis of the sugi is different than his. Surely, that's a expression of kvodo shalishon more than shav enav shechtich and yisur. Let me give you back. But which one did you give me?
The ran.
Huh?
The other one.
The one with the ran.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if we can make a little bit of progress.
Rabbi, we have a minion here.
Yes, Jim. If you agree, we'll dive in here. Okay. I'm going to give you those. Okay, here you go. Up again the Gemara, hold up place time, and boys, we got today and tomorrow, we got to make up for lost time. So you're now not discussing what's called Hodor, but another aspect of Hodor, and that is converting the Torah Shebal Peh into Torah B'Ksav. The halacha is, like you said, is okay, is odor. The reason given, you said, Atem Edai. Therefore, we know it's a confession. So now, the fellow says, oh, you confess that you owe me money? The two Edim heard? Edim, please give me a note that says that you were present when Reuven said he owed me money. So keep in mind two things. This is why the halacha is not a simple statement. You know, why not? What's true is true. If it's true, Baal Peh, it's true with Ksav. Answer is, Ksav as a measure of indebtedness. Indebtedness, number one, is what's called, it is a thing that is Biksav, becomes a shtar, and the shtar is gova min ochosem mishubodim. Therefore, anything that the man sold after the date of the shtar, the loan becomes a lien on that property. So if Reuven is in business and he sells property, from the day the shtar was signed, every piece of property he sold is subject to that loan. And if he doesn't pay his loan, the malveh can go to the property and collect the property. I told you it was manazer. We do the same thing. We take out mortgage insurance. You buy a house, your parents want to know that the house is belongs to the one they bought it from. So an insurance company, they charge, I think, 1% of the cost of the house. They give you an insurance that says, in case someone should come with a shtar chov and collect this house, a prior lien, we'll give you back the money. Okay? So shaila number one is, does every hodor, which ends up affirmed by two witnesses, is that tantamount to a shtar, and therefore I can give it b'ksav? Or you say, no, ksav is another level of indebtedness. Second, on a milval pair, I can come and claim, I paid you already. You come to me a month later and say, where's my money? I say, I paid you. Paid you, go to Bezin. What does Bezin say? You say he owes you money, right? You have two Adam that he owed you money. You have no Adam that he owes you money. He claims he paid you the money. He paid you the money, then it's your word against his. He's a kofer hakol. He can swear a shur de rabbonon, a shur is hesed, and a potter. If you pull out a shtar, he can't claim anything. You pull out a shtar, he said, I paid you, why didn't you take the shtar away? You didn't take the shtar away. That's proof. Okay, so therefore moving from a milva aper to milva shtar is significant. Therefore, the moras the shaila, right? Hoda befreshnayim bekonu miyodo. No question that he owes the money at that moment. Kosrin, then you can write a shtar. Vimlav, that they didn't make a kinyan. Why do you make a kinyan on? It's a kinyan sudo. It is what? It is a step more than verbal. I verbalize something and then I acted on it by doing a maisa kinyan. If konu miyodo, you can write a shtar, right? There, v'mlav ein kosrin. What if b'pnei shlosha? What if there were three people present when he was mode? Now three, remember, three is word association. Three is bezdin. B'pnei shlosha v'lo konu miyodo. Rabba amar kosrin. Rabasi Omar ain't kosrin. Why? There are three people, so there are three people. The five people. They're not a bezdin. When are they a bezdin? When he makes them into a bezdin. Not the fact that they're number three. Have a uvda v'choshrei rav lahod rabasi. Right? In the actual case, right? Rabasi said ain't kosrin. That's how he paskin. Amar Abad Baraba, Ho Odisha, I'll sum it up for you. This thing called a confession, a Hodor, Hi Odisha, Zimnin Kasvinan, Zimnin Lo Kasvinan. Kniti, the Yasvi, there were people there, have to be sitting, and when he made this confession, Lo Kasvinan. He set them together. He called you. You want to come into the other room? I'd like you to witness something. And he called three. He knows he needs only two. The fact that he called three, he intention to make the bitul bezdin. Right. Not so. You cannot go ahead and put this additional hischaivus on the loan, make it into a milwa bishtar, without the approval of the lover. Therefore, you're interpreting his actions as approval. Lav dafke. No. Rav Amar afilu kanapinu ihu. He called in the three people. Lo kasvina nadomalu hevu alai daini. Until he identifies them as a bezdin. Mar baravashi Amar. No. Afilu Amar hevu alai daini. Lo kasvina ad di kaboy duchto. That's the most rigorous demand. Three is not a bezdin. Causing three to people is also not a bezdin. As I said to you last time, three, maybe I called you and you, and he was sitting there too. I don't leave him out, so you come along also. Doesn't mean anything. Unless he specifies how. Let's go into the other room. I establish a place. Yeah, not over here. Too many people over here. Let's go into my office. Right? I want to take care of something. Then, since you move them from one place to another, and they are number three dayan, then it means a bezdin. Come the next question. Remember, I told you. The movement from a milva balpeh to a milva bishtar is significant. Why is it significant? Because you have now a shibud karkos, you have a lien on the estate. What if, I'm not talking about karka. Here, look at what Rashi says here. Hold up a metaltalin. What mean hold up a metaltalin? Look at the Rashi. Next Hashi. I need another line for you. Hodo b'metaltali. What is a metaltali? So I'll show you in a minute. Rashi says he means money, halvor. It's not what the word seems to mean. What is the Gemara doing now? Wants to contrast what the issue was. Issue was, I'm over there that this field belongs to Reuven. That's called b'makakoyim. Hodo b'metaltalin, we mean, I was moded, this table belongs to Reuven. This chair belongs to Reuven. That's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns metaltalin means halvor, means cash, means money. You don't have to learn that way. But Rashi does learn that way. The word metaltalin doesn't seem to mean halvor, it would mean movable. What's the chilik between karka and metaltalin? If I go ahead, I take before two witnesses, you know, this field is not mine. I was merely working the field as a sharecropper, but the field belongs to Reuven. And the two Adim, right? You know, why should they not write what he said? What are you afraid of? He'll sell the field to somebody else. He's a ganef. He can't sell the field to somebody else. He told me the field belongs to somebody. So I want to write that the field belongs to the individual. And Reuven said the field belongs to Shimon. There is no consequence. I'm not moving from a milva alper to a milva bishtar. Why? I'm dealing with the field itself. That now I know belongs to Reuven. If it belongs to Phil, it belongs to Reuven, finished. There's nothing else that has to happen. When I say the money belongs to Reuven, I have to pay the money. Once I say the field belongs to Reuven, I don't have to pay anything. The transfer is immediate. The karka is not going any place. Therefore, he says, "Hoda b'metaltalin b'kono miyodei," and they made a kinyan on it. Kosvin b'mlav ain't kosvin, but b'mekakoi, even lo kono miyodei my. Amema says, if lo kono miyodei ain't kosvin, mazutra omar kosvin behilchos a kosvin. Why? I'm not afraid he's changing his mind. I'm not talking here about Shol Azbi as Bonov. He's talking about a specific thing. Now, look at how Rashi learns. Pick up from Mikakoi. Mikakoi, inside, please. Kaka shahoyu Reuven Mulzaba, behold the Shimon Shishalo. Reuven was on the property, like a sharecropper on the property, but he was moded in front of two witnesses that it's not his field, he's only a sharecropper, and the field belongs to Shimon. Then Kosvin, you write a shtar, he has to please put that down in writing. Why? Dokivon the Odile Didehu. Below Mechsira Guvaina. I'm not to collect anything. Karka's there. It's not going to be collected. It's not going to be moved anyplace. Right? The Bishlam Metaltali. So look how Rashi learns. That's what I told you. Rashi learns Metaltali is what? Milvo lo tsoanitna. Since you borrowed money, it was intended to be spent. The money isn't there. Not that I say, I owe you money, oh, this money is here, so the money becomes Shimon's. No, I said, I owe you money. When I'll earn the money, I'll pay you. See, therefore, milvo lo tzornitna, v'chov almahu. It's just, it admits that he has an indebtedness. O milvo alper, reyer mi milvo b'shar. A milvo alper is weaker than a milvo b'shar, v'lo nichele la'luma. He doesn't want to strengthen. I explained to you. He doesn't say why it's stronger. But I told you two things that makes it stronger. Number one, it's a shibud karkos. It becomes a lien on his estate. Number two, he can tie in a later on paraiti. When someone has a shtar, he can't tie in a paraiti. If he doesn't have a shtar, he can claim, I paid you already. Aval hocha, here is gilu milsa balmahu. Since you're dealing with karka, it just reveals the truth. Then you write the truth. You're not adding anything. There's no additional indebtedness that he's accepting. Okay, back to the Gemara. We'll catch another few words in. Bimekakoi below konamiyado. What if he says this field belongs to someone, but they didn't make a kinyan on his statement? My, amema amar ein kosvin. Without a kinyan, the words it's mila b'alma doesn't mean anything. I need action for it to become something which is binding. Mazuto amar kosvin, behilchaso kosvin. Why? Because there's nothing he has to do. When he admits to a milvah, to money, there's the next step is, you got to give me money. When I say this field belongs to Shimon, Reuven said this field belongs to Shimon, finished, there's nothing more I have to do. Therefore, if you believe his words, then I don't need a kinyan. The reason you need a kinyan, right, is to back up his words. But karka, he claims, doesn't need any backup. The presence of the karka itself, since he admits that this karka belongs to somebody else, period. There's no way he can reinterpret his words differently. So Kona Meyoda said, oh, I really meant what I said. But by Makaka, the very fact that you announced that this kaka belongs to somebody else is such a significant admission that therefore you don't need any further kinyan. That's how we paskin. Ravina ikra de mahari. Ravina came to Tana de mahari. Amale rabdimi baravuna mi demari le ravina. What about metaltali visnayo beinayo mai? Okay. Here, there's no way to learn like Rashi, there, that it means milva. First one, he learns means a milva for some reason. Here, it means my car. I say, this car, you know, I just borrowed it from a neighbor. It's the neighbor's car. Really, neighbor's car? You want to put that down in writing? Right? Metaltali visnayu beinayu, and the metaltal is here. Not I say I owe metaltalin, I owe a car. This car, my point, this car's in existence, right? Amale kimakar koidam. It's the same alokas kaka. You tell me this car belongs to somebody else, it belongs to somebody else, finished. Ravashi Amar, no. Kivan de mechsri guvaini, right? Lo. And here, Rashi says, that's where Rashi says that we're talking about Milva. I'm sorry, I'm going to say you in a minute. No, here, Rashi repeats, this metaltal also means Milva. Yeah. Doesn't want to learn that it means a car, that it means a table or something. Bashamav, and here, think of it not like Rashi, not Milve. Kivan de Mersre Guvaina, lo. Karka doesn't have to be moved. You don't have to go make a collecting. There's no collecting of the karka. Likewise, if I'm dealing with a car, there's no Mersre Guvaina. Right? Dealing with a milva, there it's mechsur gavayne. Therefore, it's hard to learn that this case is a case of milva too, right? So Rashi learns it means milva. Rashi learns, I have the bundle of money here. I say, oh, this bundle. See, Rashi, this bundle of money, right? Belongs to Shimon. Right. Says, well, that's the same thing. This karka belongs to Shimon. He says, no, lav dafke. The money here is lying on my table. I can take it and put it under my table. I can take it away. Right. The karka, I can't do anything with. Therefore, you can't compare it to karka. That's the machlokas. This sugya is different than the previous sugya. In the previous sugya, the question was, is he telling the truth? Is he telling everything that he wants to say? Or is there something hidden behind his words? Over here, we have no question of his intent. Not a question of maybe lo lasbia esasmo, lo lasbia esbonov. No. The question is merely, do you want to move this into a higher level of his chayvus or not? On karka, there's no high level of his chayvus. On metaltalin, there seems to be. Okay, we'll stop here. can't think the name of his new Talmud, Eli, Eli, what do you call it? Eli.